Hi, everybody. Another wonderful evening. Today is Wednesday, and we're going to have some more creation lightship healings for everybody. So if you have any healings you'd like to request, maybe a sample that's online, or just information that you may need to have to maybe find out which healing you might need next, by all means, just call in to BBS Radio. And we'll just start with an emotional clearing here for everybody. So you can either go back 5 days in your life of a situation that you dealt with. It could be anything. Or just pick something, and I'll clear that. Either way, it works. So choose one or the other, and I'm going to count to five to release the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Remember, he came to release people from their sins, which is their genetic predisposition, the energies from their ancestors that was imprinted into their DNA, preventing them from having their spirit fully in their body, fully present for the ascension process. This is why he came. We're doing the same thing now, so it's all just very, very simple in a sense. The concept is, anyway, that you must get this judgment, this stored energy, out of your body. And we all know how our life is being run and ruled by those energies, along with the alien interventions that connect to these also to give us a very poor day in your life. So this is the reason why you want to get released from these energies that are courting you and energies that, you know, are bringing forth negativity into your life. And one of those big ones is your natal chart. This is why we have a natal chart clearing on the website, to get rid of the association of your name to your body and to get rid of the numbers that are connecting to you also. Remember, the words that we're using really are just made up of letters. And these letters mean nothing typically when they're just letters. But when they make words, that's when you have problems. And the words then tie into your body recognizes that, and the aliens attach to that. So this is the way it works. Remember, there's only two energies. So if I've confused you so far, you just need to know that the darkness energy is the mind, your thoughts inside of your head. And this is all a time-based reality. Remember, you live in time here. Who controls time? The darkness controls time. This is why you want to come into your heart center, so that you're out of time and out of the reality of mind control and cordings from things around you. Because when you're in your heart center, then you're at peace. It's very, very, very simple. But the concept is probably too simple for most people because they attempt to use their mind in order to figure out what's happening. And there's no judgment when you're in your heart center. So you're not going to have any type of recognition of having it valid or not valid because the light does not judge you. And you do not judge yourself when you're in your heart. So there's really no self-fulfilling prophecy. There's nothing to give you an aha or anything like that because the light doesn't live in judgment. So I hope that clarified that for a lot of people, because too many people are searchers for truth, and they don't realize that the truth is inside of themselves. Otherwise, you're getting the truth of the aliens, and then you have your self-fulfilling prophecies. So let's do a mind-to-heart drop clearing. This allows you to connect to your spirit in your heart center. Now, this should be taught by every church and every organization out there that are trying to help people. Remember, not everybody wants to help people. They want to control them. But when you're in your heart, then you have free choice, free will. Otherwise, it's not allowed for you to have. So let's do this clearing here. This I do on many of these programs. So, you know, this you can do yourself. You don't need me whatsoever to do this. I only can offer a couple of gifts, we'll say, a couple of tools. A lot of practitioners out there offer hundreds of tools, hundreds of gifts, saying that it's from spirit. The spirit doesn't give you anything. You already have it. So this is what I can offer you to help you out, to connect with yourself. And then from there, you're on your own journey. You don't need me whatsoever once you're on your own journey and you stay heart-centered. You will need some clearings probably from the light ship to help you maintain that, but basically, once you're in your heart center, if you can stay there continuously, then you're connected to the source energy, which is yourself, creation energy. Remember, there's nothing different between you and the masters. Your spirit has the same energy. You might be disempowered in this lifetime from all the incarnations, but it's still source energy, and it has to get rid of judgment, too. So here we go. I'm going to drop your mind into your heart, and I'll count from 10 backwards to command the energy. Here we go. And just feel the energy dropping into your heart center. You're going to actually feel your thoughts going into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So I'm going to put some music on for everybody. And you can just connect with your spirit now. Feel that peace energy. And when you think a thought, it's only going to come from your heart center. If you're not having that thought there, if you're in judgment, then continue doing this drop down, counting from 10 down to 1. over to our co-host, Annika. Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And thank you, Ron, for getting us all so beautifully heart-centered there. And I want to thank all of you who are on here and also give you the call-in numbers. We do welcome callers today. It's Wednesday, the 12th of May, and if you're listening to the archive, this will still work, and you will feel the samples, or at least be able to, you know, if you can't feel, they will still somehow work. It's usually a big difference doing your whole life, but even so, the samples are here to give you an idea of what the actual whole life clearing is all about. So the toll-free number to call is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free for US and Canada. And there's a few other numbers if you go to the website of bbsradio.com and open up Station 1, which is what we are on today. And a comment here, or actually it's a question. Just got to get it up here from Peace, who was requesting this, and I hope, Peace, that you feel more of a connection to your spirit as you were requesting that with that mind-to-heart drop, which is so vital to do. And if you need help with doing that, it is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and it's right up the top where Ron will take you through that, but it's also just something that you can take yourself through. So Peace was also requesting, in a good way, I think this is really summing it up, what we are here to do and what the creation is all about, to disconnect from the old billboard and requesting to create a new billboard for perfect health, peace, and love, and then have a full connection to my spirit. So I like the way you're calling it billboard. That's just gives me a really great visual there. So, Ron, that is what you're here to do, and what we can now do using the clearings on the website to basically just remove what is blocking that. And maybe you want to also come in and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the billboard is what people are reading about you. Okay, so that's kind of what's being transmitted by your body, okay? And it's on your psychic billboard. So let's just say that, for instance, you cannot have a relationship with people, or you've been looking for a person to come into your life. So what are you really transmitting on that billboard? And what are people reading, you know, on a psychic level, on an intuitive level? What are they seeing there? And this may be why you're unable to bring forth the results that you want to have. So it can go many different directions. And on the Ask One radio show Monday, near the end of it, we did a clearing for that to help to bring forth the energies, I think. On that. So what we could do for you is let's take an issue that you may be having, and whatever that is what you decide to think about. And we'll just do a release of that if we can. It could go many different directions. You know, it could go way into the darkness of why you're not bringing forth what you'd like to have, but we'll just keep it very simple. And we'll just say that it's caused by you, and that your negative thoughts are causing this problem that you're dealing with. You know, what I would suggest doing if you're trying to or wanting to bring something forth to do the self-empowerment clearing, that would be your best bet. But we'll just do this here. So here we go. Think of a situation that you want to bring forth in your life that you've been working on for a while, and somehow you don't have any results for it. So maybe the billboard that you're transmitting is that you're unworthy, you're unable to have that. And these are all dark side energies naturally wanting you to suffer. You know, this is what the dark side does, is bring forth emotional traumas and stuff. And we have a new clearing also we'll be talking about next here that's on the website. It's $20 a month. You're going to love it. But here we go. Let's help you with your billboard. So I want you now to think of that situation, and we're going to release it. We're going to take that billboard and spray paint it so that nothing's on it, okay? Or just take it off completely. We're going to give you a brand new billboard. Remember, you don't want to uncover something and then have the paint kind of fade and have it pop up again, okay? So here we go. Think of that issue. I'm going to count to 10 to release it from that billboard that people are reading around you. So here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa, that's a heavy clearing. Do that one again. If any of you are yawning, you know you have a situation there that's you know, not too good out there, what you're transmitting to people. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, the dark side gave you this billboard, and you don't know how to control it. So the dark side imprinted you and gave you this billboard to bring forth all this stuff in your life, okay? So this is like a dark side clearing of the mind control energies that they're controlling you with. So now let's use the light. Remember, the dark side works in time. Let's use the light now. And since the light is only free will, free choice, okay, and you now want to create something that's better for you, then you want to bring forth that energy, okay? So we got rid of the darkness on that one issue. Let's bring in some light. Let's bring in free choice, free will, and put that on your billboard, okay? So this is not the law of cause and effect or law of attraction. The law of attraction, the secret, is all dark energies. Repeat that again. The secret, the law of attraction, is dark energies of the aliens bringing stuff into your life to cause you harm. It's force of will. The light doesn't use force of will. So we're now going to put on your billboards what you'd like to have, and the people that want to come to you will be able to use the light to bring you your manifestation. This is heart energy. So just picture your billboard now with a beautiful heart on it, okay? No strings attached to it, no cordings, nothing that's going to give them something for helping you or whatever else. This is still 100% light energy, okay? And the light energy only knows love. This is what you're putting out now. This is the billboard. So think of what you wish to manifest. And this is, again, your choice, free will. Okay, I'm going to count to 10 to put that on your psychic billboard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, so just see how you're feeling. You might feel a little better here because you're now bringing light into the energy of you, and only thing that can come into that light, which is spirit energy from source, is pure love energy. The darkness tries to attach to it. It's not going to come to you. So you're manifesting in light. So we'll see how that is working for you. I'm going to put some music on, and you can actually try to figure out what that's about here, how it's going to feel. And remember, it's up to you to bring forth what you would like to manifest, because the light does not necessarily care about what you do, because it doesn't control anything. You have to manifest it and bring it forth in the creation of light. So here we go. We'll see if we can get some music on here. Hopefully, maybe not. Okay, so back to you, Annika.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I got really relaxed here. That was wonderful. So I hope that helped guests too. And also, I'm going on over here. I know you mentioned a little bit about the self-empowerment clearing, and I would say the self-empowerment clearing as well as the alien attack removal are the two that I feel, if you can't do anything else, then do those. You know, they are so wonderful to really get us over the hurdles. You know, there's of course a lot more, but if you just want to help yourself to get ahead a little bit more and you haven't tried those two, there's so much on them, first of all, and they're very affordable and very, very powerful to do. So I wanted to mention them too, as well as the new clearing that Ron just briefly touched upon. We have a wonderful new clearing that just got put up today, and that is called Media News Event Trauma Removal. It is a fantastic clearing for us to, remove all the cordings, if that sounds like a good word for what that is, when we get hooked up or corded by media, news, events, internet, radio, TV, newspaper, magazines, and you can also put in unknown source on that. And I'm just starting to try it out myself, and it's really freeing. It's liberating to feel free from the physical body cording, the cording to mind, the cording to the emotional body is also disconnected. And then, of course, there's the parts which integrate the spirit and bring in peace and all that sort of stuff. And if you're interested in looking more at that one, it's very affordable. It's only $20 a month. And it's 10 parts to it, so it's actually 10 clearings in there. So part of it is the part of the people spirit trauma, the earth spirit trauma that this might have caused you, that what you've heard in the news. And I think we all, unfortunately, are subject to so much out there. It can be overwhelming, you know, and it can really get us down too, you know, when we hear of the news. And it's we're only human. This is a fantastic clearing, and it is on the website. If you go to creationlightship.com, scroll down on the left-hand side, and you will see it there as the media news event trauma removal. So that was that. And also I wanted to mention upcoming calls that we have. We have our question and answer call, which is sometimes on Fridays, and it's happening this Friday. It's a Q&A call after the BBS show. The BBS show is on Station 2 on Fridays, and that show finishes at right before 8, so about 5 to 8, and then at 8 we usually do that question and answer call. And I have enjoyed the one I was on Friday so much, because so many people have so many great little comments on how they do things too, or even with the questions, you know, it's just wonderful to hear. So call into that. That is, the number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009. And also I will talk a little bit about the calls that you also got coming up. But I thought, before I just sit here and talk too much, maybe I will talk, I will bring that up shortly. But first I wanted to go on to the next thing, Ron. And I know you had a request that came to you before the show here about the twin flame energies. If we could do something on them or explain them, Ron, do you want to go into that now?
Yeah, we could do a little sample of that here. Your twin flame, we'll bring to you for a couple of minutes here. I may not want to come in completely to you, but you may feel the resonance of it somewhat. Remember, your twin flame does not live in negativity typically, because it's not, for most people, not on this planet, okay? So if yours is, that's it's probably very nice, but it's still living in negativity. But normally the twin flame energies are are off this planet living in light. So naturally, when light comes into darkness, which is what we're living in here, it doesn't want to stay very long because it doesn't want to get sucked in here. We'll say, I don't know what other words to use here, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, you would not want to come here if you could say, you know, I'd like to leave right now, beam me up, you know, get me out of here. So what we'll do is your twin flame energy is the other half of you. Okay, so when you're created, you're one unit, you're one piece. And then the split happens normally probably as you leave the light ship or maybe just before or just after. I'm not 100% sure, but at some point in your creation, you divide yourself in half. And that's so you have something to talk to, so you're not lonely. And it can also bring to you information about where it lives, just like you can bring information to it where you're living. And this is all in the universe of light. Well, the darkness has prevented you from having that connection and also has prevented you from having your home base energy, which is all the spirits that were created at the same, using the dark side, the word there of time, the same time as you were. So when everything was created in the universe of light, it left the light at different intervals of the light consciousness. And so if there was, let's say, 100,000 spirits that left the same time that you did, you all go to the same home base energy. Now down here, that's called your soul family because the darkness created and mimicked the light. So that would confuse you when you start looking for your true spiritual identity and, say, information, because they cloned everything and copied it. So that information is also unavailable to you. But the main thing is your other half is lonely, and you're lonely for. This is why you normally search and go in and out of relationships. And you're never really at peace inside of yourself because you're always looking outside of yourself for something, which is your twin flame energy. And so we'll give you a little sample of that here. The twin flame energy we'll try to bring to you. Normally, you need to have, in order to have it actually communicate to be with you for a short time, and you can go to it afterwards. You want to do a 4-in-1 clearing, which is what we have, but you want to have a emotional clearing first, a mental clearing, and a sensory clearing, which is your past life emotional clearing. After you have those three clearings, and you can do the other one, which is your 4-in-1, which will help to bring in your twin flame energy to you. At least you have that connection made to it so you can visit where it is and stuff. It's quite a profound clearing. So if you're interested in having that, that's what it's called, is the 4-in-1. So here we go. We'll see just how far along you are. If you haven't had any clearings at all, you may not feel anything because your twin flame does not wish to visit you, okay, because of the negativity that's stored in your body. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and we'll bring in part of you here, the other half of you. And if you're able to sense it, to feel it, you're going to feel that wonderful peace energy of your other half. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should be able to sense that twin flame energy. It'll be a different life form than you, typically. And just kind of relax and enjoy this. And I'll give you some moments of silence here for about 30 seconds. Okay, everybody. So you should feel pretty content right now. You should feel peace in your body. And you should have that energy with you of your twin flame. It can stay only for a short while because it has to go on to its own lifetime of where it is living. But you should feel that wonderfulness of your other half. And that gets rid of the loneliness. So if you haven't had that clearing, you know, I would highly recommend, you know, having that. And you need to have the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime emotional, the whole lifetime mental, the sensory clearing done. This is what I've been doing ever since I started doing these healing sessions. These are what I actually was doing all along until people needed to have more clearing. This is why we have so many of these now. Because this place is, you know, pretty bad, you know, pretty taken over. You know, the churches did it to us here by bringing in the God energy and causing us more alien intervention. So I guess I'll bring it back to you, Annika. Right now we should feel pretty good. I would normally do a clearing like a parallel lifetime clearing that was requested, but I think it's bringing the energy down too much. I want to kind of keep it really high right now for everybody. So back to you, Annika.
Yes, I mean, definitely, that is such high energy. And I've had those clearings, and I can just really mention how wonderful it is to have that with me and that connection to my twin flame and also my home base. And I do not have those feelings of loneliness anymore, and I don't have the constant urge to go out there and search for the other part of me, which I couldn't really explain why I had, you know, as a child or as a younger person, when I always felt that I had to find something or someone. And obviously we know how we go from relationship to relationship sometimes, just looking for that connection, or we go to churches and look for it. I mean, you know, this is very powerful to not even have an inkling of that feeling of, you know, being lost or lonely. So thank you for letting us all sample the twin flame. So we want to stay on this high energy. So let's see, maybe before anything else, I see here peace. I felt completed and loved. When the twin flame came, I also felt a beautiful fragrance. So thank you for that comment. And wanted to also mention about Peter from Australia is mentioning a little bit about another nice clearing we have. There's a couple of free clearings that Ron offers on his website, and they are fantastic to do. And one of the later ones that it has been put up there on the website is From Darkness to Light. And Peter was mentioning he gets a nice buzz when he clears for somebody else. And he was actually asking why that is. But then I wonder if we might have a caller, so maybe we can get to see who's online there calling us, if there's somebody out there, and then we'll go back to Peter's questions. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Good to have you on again.
I've been feeling really drained, and I was wondering, with my work every day on a daily basis, I feel really drained, and I'm wondering if I could get a clearing for that.
Okay. So let's bring in life force energy. So on our conference calls, what we do is we bring in a red energy. So we're going to bring that into everybody right now, and this will help you out more than likely to bring some more life force in. You can also do your life force energy, and I'll first bring in the red energy here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, how's that feeling, Larry?
I'm starting to feel some energy, I think, within.
Okay, so what we're going to do next here is we're going to do our life force energy. This is what I call, I now increase my life force energy. And this is the way that you can increase your spirit energy in your body to make you feel better. So what I'd like you to do is to have every one of you take your palms of your hands and kind of put it in front of your body. And at some place in front of you, you're going to feel like you're compressing a ball or a spring, okay? Remember, you cannot use your mind to discern this because the mind knows nothing about life force energy or light or spirit. It only knows darkness. So you have to just have your body tell you where this invisible ball is in front of you. For most people, it's probably going to be 2 inches, some people up to a foot. So just kind of move your hands in slowly, palms facing forward, in front of you, in front of your body, in front of your heart center. And when you find that, just kind of note where it is. And now you want to do this affirmation, which is, I now increase my life force energy. So I'll repeat that again. I now increase my life force energy. And what you're going to want to do is say it out loud, bring your hands further apart, and bring them in slowly. And when you feel that energy become increased and your hands will be further apart, just stop. You don't want to move your hands back and forth like a butterfly. Just want to just know where it is. And then we'll say it over again. And each time, sample and bring them in and sample and bring them in after you say the affirmation. And it's very, very simple. After about 10 times, your hand's going to be out alongside of your body. So here we go. So this is to increase your life force energy, which is your spirit coming into your body. So let's start it. And we'll do it 10 times. So the first time here, number one, I now increase my life force energy. Sample. Say it again. I now increase my life force energy, and sample, and I now increase my life force energy. 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 Let's do it 5 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, you should feel a lot more energy flowing in and through your body. You should actually feel more awake right now. And you should probably have a big smile on your face and feel happy. And also, you're being filled more with your spirit as you invoke it into your body. This is what you're doing. This is a command. A very simple command, but you're commanding this to happen. And you should feel wonderful. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you, Larry, for calling. And thank you for doing those samples, Ron, because they are so vital also for us to keep doing on ourselves. And, you know,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. That's great. Hope you're feeling better. So.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. So, Let's see here. You know, we were talking about the twin flame, and that's why I wanted to just make sure that we covered all that too. And then I wanted to go on to Peter again. But Questing is asking about the twin flame. Could you also please explain how it is another life form? And maybe you did mention that, but I just wanted to clarify, Ron.
Yeah, your twin flame is the other half of you. So it's not living the same lifetime that you are. It's living somewhere else in the universe of light, having an experience in the universe of light, just like you're doing. And hopefully it's not on a planet that has the control of the darkness like we have here. I don't think there's that many of them. So it's probably having just a very wonderful life like you should be having, just that somehow the people on this planet got sold a bill of goods and maybe went to the wrong, travel agency of the universe here or, you know, whatever. But so it could be a life form. It could be just a spirit form. It could be a some type of life form out there that we know nothing about. But when it comes to you, it'll be in its spirit form. Now, there are some people, when I bring those energies into their body, I can describe what they look like. And I also describe, when I do this session, what your home base energy looks like. So let's just give you an example. Let's just say that we're doing the home base energy. And normally it takes at least a minute to probably maybe maximum of about 10 minutes to find out where your home base is. And all of a sudden I'll see it and I'll say, well, for instance, we'll say it looks like a planet that's all purple and it's full of flowers. So that means that where you go to after each incarnation, which means going into a life form of the light, then you need to leave at some point to have another life experience, okay, another lifetime in a different life form. So you would go back to this home base energy, and you won't necessarily be there. I might see other spirits there. Maybe I might see, for instance, a lot of, I'll just say sheep. Maybe this planet is filled full of sheep. Well, you're not going to be a sheep. But they live there, but you actually go there for your R&R. Now, your twin flame energy will be somewhere in a life form, and I'll bring the twin flame back to you, and if I happen to recognize the life form of what it's incarnated into, then I can describe that to you, and I connect both of these energies. You know, naturally, it's one at a time, and I first normally do your home base, I believe, then I do the twin flame, or vice versa. It depends what the person wants, but they are a separate clearing in the 4-in-1. And these are two of the clearings. And then you actually get to experience, and your twin flame is brought to you, and it can stay with you. And there's a special connection made from the light ship and it to you. And this is what we do. And after you have that clearing, you feel almost full on the inside. You're not yearning and looking outside of yourself for relationships typically. Remember, everything here is a relationship. You're not buying lots of things in your life to satisfy a need, a hunger that you have. And remember, whatever you get here is necessarily mainly only temporary. You know, you might buy something, it might fulfill you greatly, and in a week or two you want to throw it away because it, you know, you use up all the energy on it. So when you have your twin flame in your home base, that's the permanent type of energy that's with you, and you're connected. You're connected to source energy, which you're used to doing, you know, when you're not here. And this is the way you have a backup. This is the way you feel the light energy all around you when you're not, you know, necessarily on the earth here, because the dark side prevented you from having that. So you always feel like you're connected to the light because you have all these energies with you. And that's what this clearing does. The other two parts of the clearing is the first part I separate and disconnect you from 13 planetary influences that are greatly courting you, connecting to you. And then the last part is I take you out of the soul family, your spiritual soul family here, of your dark side force reincarnation that was brought forth by the light of the darkness. This you might want to call heaven. This is what the dark side created for you. This is where you have your glimpses of near-death experiences, where your parents probably are, and relatives, everything else is there. But this is your soul family. This is another dark side attachment to keep you coming back over and over again. So that's your forced reincarnation. You could call it karma, different words for it, but that's what it is. So I take you out of that so that you're now free to leave that process of being set back into forced reincarnation over again. So it gets rid of your spiritual contracts and agreements. If you wonder why things keep happening to you, it's because you have these setups, these spiritual setups. And your spirit does help your body's consciousness to heal you. So your body's consciousness and your spirit get together and they say, you know, Sally here is not getting this problem. She's going to have maybe a blood clot in her leg, and she doesn't understand that. So now we're going to have leg problems for Sally. And we need to get her attention, so now we're going to have these problems happen. So it's transmitted into your psychic billboard, like you talked about earlier. And then you have your spiritual setup and agreement by your soul family. So when you have this last part of the clearing where you're disconnected from that, you're now completely responsible for your own actions and to heal your body. And that's what you should have anyway. So you don't have those setups. And this is what this clearing is all about. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you for explaining more, Ron. And I wanted to talk to you all a little bit about what we have upcoming this weekend. We have our monthly four-hour conference call that Ron is doing monthly, which is an ascension preparation call, and that is on Saturday, May 15th. So that's this coming Saturday, and I believe it's at 1 Pacific time that it starts, and it goes for 4 hours, and it includes water for 7 days. So that's charged water, 1 p.m. Pacific time, yes. And then also on Sunday, the 16th, Sunday the 23rd, and Sunday the 30th, so it's the next following Sundays, Ron will be doing 3 intensive 8-hour calls, and those are amazing, and go for 8 hours each, and then also you'll be cleared during the week. So just wanted to mention those, and if you want to connect to Ron about them, you may email him at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So now Peter was asking, what is our divine spirit and how is our spirit made? And he also was asking about that he gets a nice buzz from the one of the new clearings, from darkness to light, that you may do for yourself or other people. And he gets a buzz when he does it for other people. So maybe we can briefly mention that because we're almost coming up to our end now, Ron.
Yeah, your spirit, it's hard to describe how it was created. It just is pure light. And the spirit that you have is what goes into different incarnations on, say, different universes of light, different planets, etc. So, you know, you're here. Your spirit is here and it chose a body to be in. You know, you could have picked a tree, you could have picked a plant, an animal, but you decided to pick humans. And unfortunately, because you picked humans, now you're stuck here. I don't think the spirits of animals are necessarily stuck here. But remember, the darkness, because you have free choice, free will, I'm joking, you know, in the light of the darkness here, they tell you that all the time, you know, that you're a creative being and you want to create, you know, with the universe, you know, out there, which is the universe of darkness. They'll gladly create with you with force of will. But what happens is other places you don't do that. It's all pure light energy. And so what's the other question, Annika?
So he was asking, he gets a nice buzz
That's correct. Okay,
yeah.
A buzz when he clears other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that probably means that as you're doing that, you might be feeling the cordings that these people have to you. And so when you do that clearing, you're typically getting rid of energies that are created from the darkness who would like to come into the light. And maybe they put out tentacles from a friend of yours that came into you also. So you're actually feeling it leave. That's what I would say it probably would be. I'm not saying that all your friends are infested, we'll say, by the darkness beings. But in a sense, everybody has them here. But I'm not trying to pick on you or your friends saying that they're full of, dark side beings. But if you do get some type of energy from that, you know that there's something going on. And that's what you're feeling, is that this release is happening. So that's the bottom line. The release is happening, and it's very, very nice that you're feeling something. And it's nice that you are feeling, because you're a man. Very wonderful. We do have a lot of men on board. Normally, men only feel 1%. So when I work with men, I don't expect anything to happen. You know, normally it goes right over their head. And women are 50-50. So I'm getting a large male crowd now who are feeling. It's just great, you know, because they know that they're opening themselves up to more of that maybe intuitive side, and or whatever it would be. I don't want to give any names to it here, but they're normally more in touch with who they are. And that's wonderful. So the main thing is to get yourself out of the darkness, to get into the light. This is what this show is all about, to connect you more with your spirit. Like I said, when we first started, you know, once you get connected to your spirit, then, you know, it's just a wonderful experience to have. And you realize that you don't want to be hooked into darkness. And then you realize that, wow, what I've been taught in this lifetime that I'm living is basically, you know, to be very blunt, a pack of lies, and that you've been lied to so much that now you finally can have discernment and look at them. Otherwise, you're just trapped here, and that's why you haven't done any ascension. That's why you're still living here, because you missed all those ascensions, because you were trapped in the information, you know, the media of the darkness. This is why we put the new clearing on, too, to uncord you from these negative events that come to you through any type of media. And once you get connected to that darkness, it can cord you. So just because you see something and, you know, maybe you just hear something once, well, you're hooked up to it, okay? Now, whatever goes on in that event or situation, you're still feeling it, okay? So let's just say that, for instance, a volcano erupted, okay? Well, you're still going to be feeling that for maybe weeks, because you first got the information about it. The dark side quartered you to it by you listening to it from somewhere. And all of a sudden, you're going to be going through that emotional roller coaster ride continuously until the volcano stops. And you're not going to know what's happening to you. You might not even recognize it. And this is true of any type of trauma that you're experiencing here. You're hooked up to it. Once you tie into it, once you get that push hook in your mouth, it's on you, and the line is always connected. This is why you want to get out of this stuff. So I guess I'll be signing off here. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. By all means, come on the call this coming Friday, 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. It starts at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. 11 o'clock Eastern. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next show will be Friday at 7 o'clock, basically on Station 2 on BBS. So blessings.
Blessings. Thank you.